encouraged. For the sheep is by the Lord. The anchors. For the sails are to roll. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. For the anchor holds, in spite of the storm. The anchor holds. The sheep is by the anchor. For the sails are to roll. I am falling on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. One more time. The anchor holds, though it rolls, though the sea ship is battered, though it's battered, the anchor says, where the anchor holds, in spite of the storm. Do you know grace, amazing grace? Well, I'm in dangers, tools and snares, already come. Look where you came from, and here you are, and I'll ask you, of my own. Everything I work for, all of my life, everything I love was gone. The worst valleys of my life, I was flat on my face. But then the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. You whispers, I was down as low as one could go. Had no strength of my own. Hallelujah. Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone. The worst valleys of my life, I was flat on my face, but in the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. I know grace. Do you know grace? You know grace. Oh, hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
One more time while Brother David comes and pray, and we'll sing a song while we take our offering. I was down as low as one could go, had no strength of my own. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved, has gone. The worst valleys of my life, I was flat on my face, but then the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. What do you know grace?
God, we thankful, Lord, to be here.
Hallelujah.
We thankful, Lord, that as we sang this song, Lord, Father, we're able to relate to it, that we know grace, Lord.
Amen.
Father, because it was your amazing grace,
Hallelujah.
Lord, drew us out, Father, from
thank you, Jesus.
The pits of hell, Lord, and you breathed life into our souls. We appreciate it. We thank you for,
Hallelujah.
Lord, the week gone by. Father, though we may have not seen it, though sometimes we've seen it, but Lord, your hand was upon us. Father God, your angel was around us, Lord, to keep us safe, Lord, to provide all our needs. Oh Lord, many times we take these things for granted, but God, we know that you are with us, for you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Hallelujah.
And we love you for that, Lord. We love you for giving us that privilege that you are our protector, Lord. Father, that you are our provider, that Lord, you are our all in all.
Amen.
And Lord, as we are gathered here in your house as your children, Lord, Father, we want to praise you, Lord. Father, we want to worship you. We want to show you how much we appreciate what you mean to us,
yes,
oh God.
Jesus.
Father, so Lord, we pray that if there's things in our mind, things in our hearts, Lord, which will distract us, things which will bring us low, Father, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for we pray for a spirit of liberty, Lord.
Amen.
Father, in your house, may you move as you desire, O God.
Hallelujah.
Father, may our minds be settled. May we be focused, Lord, upon the reason and the purpose why we are here, Father. Lord, how we look into you. We're trusting not in ourselves, but we're trusting in the finished work of Christ Jesus, Lord. So Satan has no right to accuse us in any way, because you have made a way where there seemed to be no way. Have your way, Lord God, tonight. Father, be merciful to the song leader, to the musicians.
Amen.
Lord, we've asked it many times, but Lord, it's our sincere desire that you'd grant them grace to put themselves aside.
Amen.
Father God, that Lord, you can use them, Lord, to minister unto your children upon this day. Father, and even we, Lord, receive our praise, receive our worship, Lord. Father, that it be not in vain. Even as we prepare for the word, we ask your grace upon our brother, Lord. Father, may you please, Lord God, give him unction, Lord. Father, to divide your word, Lord God. Father, we're praying for those that may be still on the way. Grant them traveling mercies, undertake for them, Lord. Some cannot make it for whatsoever reason. Lord, some have traveled far, Lord God. We pray that the same grace that is with us would be upon them too, Lord. Father God, we commit all, we commit the remainder of the service into your hands. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. There's a song we used to sing a while ago. There's a lot of songs we used to sing. We don't sing anymore. But we'll work through them. It's follow me in the chorus. It's all is well, all is well. We have heard the message, shalom, all is well. There is a place of perfect rest beyond the inner veil. Amen. It's the chorus of that, sister, please. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message, shalom. All is well. There is a place, a perfect place beyond the inner veil. So rest in the bright rest. All is well, all is well. Even in our trials, all is well. We have heard the message, shalom. All is well. Hallelujah. There is a place, a perfect place behind me. So must in my best for all is well. One more time, all is well, all is well. This is a blessed assurance. He's here with us tonight. Just trust in him. Hear the message, shalom. Hallelujah, I feel his presence. A perfect place behind the inner veil. So rest, little by rest, for all is well. Right, let's start it. Hallelujah. There's a story in the Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and the son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. Hallelujah. Oh, while working in a field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that all is well. Hallelujah. All is well. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message, shalom, all is well. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where there is a place, a place.
things have not worked out like God's people thought. Oh, we're still here, we're still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. We must have the faith of Abraham, living God's word never fails. If you trust in Him, you'll find that all is well, all is well, all is well. The Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and He gave her a son. Oh, while working in the field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that holy, holy is well, holy is well, holy is well, holy, it's so, so well. We have heard the message, shalom, holy is well. Oh, there is a place, a place.
Amen. How many believe all is well tonight? While we take up our offering, let's sing that chorus, I'm not what I used to be. Like that old woman said. Yeah? We're not what we ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Amen. It's good to reflect back, like the pastor was showing us. Reflect back and look, and you'll see you're not what you would have been before then. Amen. But all is well. While we take our offering, I'm not what I ought to be, I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, oh, what I used to be, I'll keep pressing for the mark of the identity in Christ Jesus, to be what God wants me to be. As I run this race, to stay on the path, no matter what I face, Jesus Christ in my heart. Feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a good thing out of the ugly? None but Jesus Christ, who the same would make me a new. What I used to be.
It's a two-horse race, but black and the white, Lord, I must keep pace. This race, choice is yours, run your feet the most. He will begin a good work in you, is faithful to finish his word, is fallen in your heart. Lord, to be.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening once again for bringing us to worship, to sing, and to praise your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for these offerings and tithes that your children have given willingly, O Lord. And we know that you are God, that you will always remain God.
And
your word will never fail, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless us as we commit the rest of the service into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother. Let's sing that song, Deeper, Deeper in the School of Wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes it's interesting when you go places, the people say, there's a song I'm trying to get online. It's called, This Is My Blood. I was looking all over YouTube. Where do you get the words for that song? I said, it was written in Dublin. You see, and the different people will be commenting about different services, different things done, different. You know, it's like if God could show you how we encourage other people. You know, Brother Eli could preach about your sons, how it's such an encouragement to me and my wife, you know. So, but many times we think, we're just going to church. It's of non-effect. You know, I remember once watching the pastor preach when we were in the old church and he put it online and some people were going, and I was saying, at least the people should have been happy, you know, because these things, they go online, you know. Just at least pretend you're happy, you know, if I could say it in that way. But someone's watching and you're encouraging someone's life. Amen. Let's sing that. Deeper, deeper in the school of school of wisdom, of wisdom, deeper and deeper, yes, and higher every day, and what a blessed Lord, with my precious Amen. Burn, 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 Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my heart on fire.
Hallelujah.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost. That's my one desire. Make me like the Christ of old. And raising it. Yes, hallelujah. The power that Jesus said. Well, Brother Mike comes. I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than high. To hide me, I am under that rock. Go tell them, go tell my enemies. I am under that rock. To hide me, I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than high. To hide me, I am under the rock. Put out my enemy. I am under that rock. To hide me. One more time. Are you? I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than high. To hide me, I am under that rock. Put out my enemy. Careful, God doesn't bring the rocks to praise him.
Amen.
And we'll be sitting there.
Hallelujah.
I don't want no rock praising him while I'm alive.
Amen.
Sorry, brother.
God bless you, saint. Just a short word. I feel very shy to stand here, but I have to. I've seen one friend here. He's called Alan. The reason why I'm here is Alan, my very good friend.
Amen.
In 2010, I think 2010, I met him in Green Hills College. And we went to college together, level 6. We did a computer program, networking level 6. He was by then having Rasta, you know. And I wanted to testify to him. I was scared. He was my very, very good friend, my bosom friend, I tell you. We moved together. We do everything together. I go to his shop. He used to have a computer shop, repair shop. We are always together. But I was scared to testify to him. Then we parted. For some reason, we finished college and he went back to his hometown for some time and we parted. And he was on my Facebook. But I realized that he started preaching.
He had been to, I think, Roman Catholics or some other sort, and he was always putting the word of God. I said, oh my goodness, I couldn't testify to my friend. What have I done? And the guilt was in me. And I've just realized that sometimes the Holy Ghost might be speaking to us. You have to take the bold step. Just let the word out. You don't, even if the person is angry with you, you have just done what God asked you to do.
Thank you, Lord.
When you plant it, God himself will water it.
Amen.
And I thank God that he has been here. Amen. And God will forgive me for that. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's good brother found you happy. Because if you were like a rock here, amen. Be careful what happens. Let's sing that song for our brother. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message. Shalom. All is well. There's nothing out of place. Amen. All is well. All is well. We have heard the message. Shalom. All is well. Oh, there is a place of perfect grace behind the so rest, my rest, oh, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. We have heard the message, shalom, all is well. There is a place, a perfect place behind the veil. So rest, live by rest, for all is well. There's a story in the Bible of Elijah, Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. While working in the field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that all is well. All is well, all is well, all is well. Even when it doesn't seem well, we have heard the message, shalom, all is well. Oh, there is a place, a perfect place, behind the inner veil. So rest, let it rest, for all is well. Let's do the first verse again, one more time. Story in the Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and the son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. While working in the field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that all is well. All is well, all is well, all is well, all is well, is well. We have heard the message, shalom, all is well. There is a place, a perfect grace behind the inner veil. So rest, little God, rest, for all is well.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. Deep in my grave, in my storm of praise, won't you really let me go?
which I pick drum. And I pray higher every day. And wiser, blessed. In thy precious holy word.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, how many are happy tonight? Oh, the very foundation of the Satan is broken tonight. Amen. Amen. How many are ready to pray tonight?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord. And we welcome our precious brother. God richly bless you. You are in the midst of your own brethren.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. This is the house of God, and you are a child of God.
Amen.
So God richly bless you for coming.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? The devil is already defeated.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, is that he's defeated? Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See, we have some prayer requests here. And we know, see, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our pastor sent a request that for the past week he's really struggling with a stomach disorder. And then our little Timothy also. Praise God.
Amen.
See, just some 2 weeks ago, myself, I was really down. Amen.
Amen.
But we know our God.
Amen.
He's a healer.
Amen.
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 So tonight, we want to prove that we are the sons of the living God. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Let us all, with one voice, with one heart, just give thanks unto him first. Let us all pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, O Lord Jesus. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, all that you've done for us, the day you are going out and coming in, Lord. Father, how we say, we come into your presence, Lord Jesus. We know that, oh God, you have, Lord Jesus, prepared something for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy of our hearts tonight, Lord. Oh, even singing all these songs, Lord, that all is well. All is well for us tonight, Lord. We thank you because you paid that price. Oh, as the prophet said, Lord, our very victory, Lord, is when you pay that price on Calvary. And that, Lord Jesus, oh, we have been sealed under the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give glory to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and then glory be to thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the privilege to be in your presence tonight again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, your God. Oh, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We honor you, Lord, tonight. We bless you, Lord, in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, Father. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of our hearts, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've never changed, Lord, and your word has never changed, O God. And tonight, even turning to your word, Lord Jesus, already, Lord, we know, Father, that victory has already been won for us, O God. Father, bless your word, O God, and let it be a living bread unto us. And we want to tell Satan tonight that we are the sons of the living God. And what our daddy did, oh, he has given us the same authority to perform in this day that we are living in. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's turn to Genesis 1, 31. First reading. They are very too short texts tonight. But it has all the power behind it. Amen. Amen. Genesis 1, 31. Then we shall read John 5, 19. First reading. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Praise the Lord. Our second reading, John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Amen. Oh, how many believe it? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we believe your word of God. That Lord Jesus, whatsoever that you did on earth here, Lord, you have given us the same authority. And tonight we are here to perform, Lord, according to your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Tonight we have our topic, Harmony of the Bride and the Groom. Harmony of the bride and the groom. There is something about harmony. Amen. Something really. Almost everything. If there is no harmony, it is what? Chaos. Praise God. That's why when the Lord God finished creating heaven and earth, he turned around and looked at his own creation. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he saw that, he said what? Everything. Amen. Amen. Everything. Behold, they were what? Very good. Amen. God himself saying very good. Amen. Oh my. That means everything was in harmony. Hallelujah. Everything was in harmony one to another. He saw that it was what? Very good. Amen. And tonight, as the song leader led us to sing that song, all is what? All is well. Amen. Already all is well tonight. Amen. And then our second reading, as we just read, said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing. We cannot do anything. But what we see our Father doing. Amen. Amen. And so we are going to do the same thing. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. And when I was looking for the meaning of harmony, I just took a dictionary just to look at what the dictionary is saying about harmony. One definition it gave it like this way, that a combination of simultaneously sounded musical notes or instruments to produce a pleasing effect. That shows us something like what? The symphony orchestra. Amen. That a number of instruments, number of what? Notes and everything combining to give what? A pleasant what? A pleasant sound. Amen. Amen. And then another definition said, is an agreement in action, ideas, interests, a peaceable or a friendly relation. Amen. So I was looking at the second definition. I said, well, looking at our spiritual topic tonight, harmony of the bride and the groom. Amen. We see harmony as the medium, a medium between God and man, making them one in word, in works, and in deed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, I looked at the message book, Oneness. And paragraph 14, it said this. Oh, I loved it, brother. Praise the Lord. He said, now, the first man and first woman in the Garden of Eden were in perfect harmony with God, so much that God could come down at any time he desired, and talk lip to ear with Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Talk what? Lip to ear. Oh my. Praise the Lord. I look at it. I say, ah, my brother, this was what? One of the greatest privileges we lost. To be hearing from lip to ear from our own Creator. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We lost this great privilege. But praise be to God.
Amen.
That privilege has been restored.
Amen.
Ah, did you hear the amen? Oh?
Amen.
Are you not hearing lip to ear from Him?
Amen.
Oh, oh my. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It has been restored in this our time. Yes, sir. The scripture says it in Hebrews 1:1-2. Amen. He said, God who in sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets. Praise the Lord. But in these our last days, has spoken to us by His Son.
Amen.
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 It has been restored to us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe that this message is what? It's lip to ear.
Amen.
Amen. He said, now, that is the perfect oneness, God and His creation. God speaking lip to ear with Adam and Eve. Amen.
Amen.
And this lip to ear conversation, message, has been restored to us. Ah, the harmony between the harmony between the bride and the groom. Amen. You know, how many believe that, I'm asking again, how many believe that this message is the bride's message?
Amen.
And that it has been spoken in the bride's language.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Bride's message spoken in the bride's what? Bride's language.
Amen.
That's why some people here, they cannot understand. That's why some people, when Jesus have said, unless you eat of the flesh, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. The people said, who can hear this? Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the prophet said, it takes a special group of people to hear the word that belongs to them. And this is a matter of what? A message between the bride and the bridegroom.
Amen.
Right now, if I say something that, brother, go and tell my wife that I'm going to work, and after that, just this, that. You look, when you go, you would take definitely, you cannot say the very thing that I said. Amen. You will add or you take away. Amen. Even one thing is that when I'm speaking to my wife, I said, wife, I'm going to work and I'll be back by this time. If I send someone, you see, my own is what? First person. But when I send someone, he has to use a second person singular. Amen. Your husband says, praise the Lord. It has changed. He has added something to it. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, the conversation between the bride and the groom is what? It's pure. Lip to ear.
Amen.
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 Lip to ear.
Amen.
I don't know what Brother David tells Sister Shida in the chamber. Amen. Only Sister Shida knows. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
No one knows it.
Amen.
And so that is the way between we and what? Our master.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's speaking lip to ear with us.
Amen.
He said, that's the privilege that we have. This message, the bride's message, is lip to ear affair.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, the groom speaking to the bride in chamber. That's the situation we are in. And so it has been restored in this our age.
Amen.
Because this message that we have been hearing this word, it is not mixed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's not mixed. Nothing has been added. Nothing has been taken away. It's not mixed. It's direct, unadulterated, pure message.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This message is pure. Unadulterated. That means it is what? Lip and ear message. That's why the prophet said, we are the virgin of his word.
Amen.
And what is the meaning of that? He said, because she knows no man-made creed or dogmas. So the message that we are receiving, there is no dogma. There is no creed in it. It's pure. So it is what? Lip to ear message. Oh, praise God. Do you believe it?
Amen.
You get the praise. You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
What the Spirit is saying, not me. What the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Praise God. This message is what? Pure. And unadulterated.
Amen.
Nothing has been added. Nothing has been taken away. It is not a creed. It is not a dogma. But it is what? Pure word. And so it is what? Lip to ear message that we have today. Oh, praise the Lord. So the word that we have been receiving, my brother, there's no creed, there's no dogma in it. It's not mixed. It is not coming through a seminary. Nor coming through what? A pope. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is direct from him.
Amen.
That's what we have received. God in sundry times in the past spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but in this our day, he has spoken to us by his son.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like what? Mama eagle feeding what? His eaglets. From mouth to mouth.
Amen.
Amen. From mouth to mouth, fresh manna in the presence of his Shekinah glory. Nothing is mixed. Praise God. That's what the message is. If this message is mixed, it can never take us into the rapture. Praise God. If this message is mixed, it can never take us to the rapture. That's why it is what? Lip to ear message. we are hearing directly from Him. Amen. 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 Oh, glory be to God. See, it doesn't, you see, this message, Mama Eagle feeding his eagles mouth to mouth. See, it doesn't need to go through any kind of what? Kitchen. Where they will add a lot of ingredients here and there. Amen. It doesn't go through any kind of kitchen. Where they add this and that. Oh no, sir. This is what? Fresh meat. Amen. The eagle gives direct onto his eagles. Fresh meat. It doesn't go through any kitchen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 He said, some, you see, some of this kitchen, you know what they've done? They have fried the word of God till it has lost all its potency. They fried it. They fried the word till it has become what? There's no potency in it. But what we are receiving is what? Fresh meat.
Amen.
Fresh meat. The eaglet feeding us. So, God speaking lip to ear with Adam and Eve. And he said they were so perfect in harmony with God till they were with one with God. God and his family were one. And the same thing that the prophet said, God is what? Looking to see in our homes also. He said, any man and his family, a correct, good, noble, obedient family is one with what? With another. Any family. And if there is something in the family that moves them apart, then it's not right. The family is broken somewhere. Said they should all be one. Father with mother, mother with father, children with parents, parents with children, all in agreement.
Amen.
And when you see that, he said, you see a lovely what? A lovely picture. Amen. So, the prophet said, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son, which we read, that the Son can do nothing until he hears what? From the Father. Or he can do nothing until he sees the Father do. And then he will do the same thing. That's what the prophet said, harmony between what? The harmony between the Father and the Son. Praise God. The Son will not do anything on his own.
That's right.
Unless he sees what the Father is doing. So he said, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And he said, this harmony is now exists between the groom and the bride. What was between God and Jesus is between Jesus and the bride now.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, he shows her his word. Christ shows us his word of life. And then he said, she receives it. She never doubts it. We never doubt any word of this message. Amen. He said, there's nothing that can harm her, not even death. As long as the bride will receive what the husband says. Amen. There is nothing that can touch you. Not even what? Death. Praise the Lord. Now listen closely here because we are coming on that. There is something going to come and we are going to depend on that. He said, the prophet said, here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride.
Amen.
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 The word is in the bride.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And said, the bride has the mind of Christ.
Amen.
For she knows what he wants done. She knows what he wants to be done. Amen. And then she performs the command of the word in his name. For she has what? Thus saith the Lord. Look, our prayer is going to base on that because something is coming. Praise the Lord. Is that what? The bride, the word is what? In the bride. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. And the bride has the mind of Christ. And then she performs. How many are ready to perform it tonight?
Amen.
She performs the command of the word in his name. Because she has what? Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight we have thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Then what happens? The word is quickened by the Spirit. And it comes to pass.
Amen.
Amen. The word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to what? It comes to pass. Just like when, the world was without no form. See, the world was without form. Amen. And he said what? The Spirit of God moved over what? The deep.
Amen.
And now he said, let there be light. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit was moving, and now the word came. Let there be light.
Amen.
There was the Spirit moving to quicken the word. Let there be light. And it was so.
Amen.
The bride has the word tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And we are going to perform it, as the prophet is saying here. We are going to perform his command in his name, because we have thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And there is the Spirit here to quicken whatever we say. And it will be what? And it will be so.
Amen.
Amen. And so, the prophet said, now, Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. And when he prayed, what did he say? He said in John 17:11, the prophet said, Jesus prayed. He prayed that the church and he would be one. Like he and the Father were one.
Amen.
Jesus prayed. He has prayed for us. That we and him would be one. As he and the Father, they were one.
Amen.
Harmony. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said that the church, we as members of the body of Christ, will be one together just like he and the Father are one.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, what a union. A oneness that will be seen, see God in his church.
Amen.
That's the oneness. That will see God in his church. Till every member is just perfectly in harmony with each other and God. That church is the church Jesus is coming for.
Amen.
Amen. The harmony of the bride and the groom. God wants fellowship. And so now the prophet said that is the only grounds upon which fellowship can be what? Can be attained between we and the groom. He said it is the only grounds of fellowship that God has ever laid down for himself and his church. That we should be what? One with him. It's the oneness of himself in the people. That's the only grounds of fellowship. If we are not one with God, there is no fellowship.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That harmony, if it's not there, there is no fellowship. And he wants fellowship and said, that's the only ground that we will be one with him. And to be one with him is to what? To do according to what he has given to us. To stay with the word. To believe the word. To live the word. Praise the Lord. That will bring that harmony. And then that will bring what? Fellowship. Between the groom and the bride. It's that just like when you unite your husband. See, the woman to unite with her husband, it is a vow until death. Now then, when you unite with God, it is the same thing that the church united with Christ till it is what? Death do them part. Yeah. Amen. Nothing is that what God has what? Put together.
That's right.
Let no man what? Put asunder. Yeah. So that fellowship must not be broken. Praise God. That fellowship must not be broken. Yes, sir. And so he said, that's the purpose of God. That's the purpose of God. The purpose of God is that the Father Supreme was to be one with his family. That's the purpose of God, that he wants to be what? One with his family. Earthly family. Like how he came to Adam and Eve. Is that the only way that they could be one with God was because God's nature was in them. The only thing that can make them one is God's nature being what? Being in them.
Amen.
And when God's nature is in you, it establishes that harmony. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the spirit of Christ also is in you. And the other time we heard that Christ means the anointed one. Amen. And that same anointing is upon the bride also.
Amen.
And that anointing, we have it in measure.
Amen.
And he has it what? Without measure.
Right.
But it is the same spirit, the same anointing. And so anything that Christ did, we can also do the same.
Amen.
Because it is the same spirit that is working. Now, I want to read something here. What the prophet ended so much, so encouraging here. He said, he was God, you see, we are God's Christ was God's manifest in flesh. And we are sons of God. Part of him. Then the prophet said, come on, sir. Oh, he said, yes, sir. The very works that I do, shall you do also.
Amen.
The very works that I do, shall you do also. Amen. And now, let's turn to Matthew 8. And we shall see some of the works that Jesus did, which we are going to do tonight also. It's a short exhortation for us to what? To pray tonight. Let's turn to Matthew 8 and see the words that he said. The prophet said, Jesus was God manifest in flesh.
Right.
And we are the sons of God, part of him. Come on, yes, sir.
Amen.
The very works that I do, shall ye do also. And now, when we look at Matthew 8, we saw that after the great sermon on the mount, amen, he said Jesus came down from the mountain. And when he came down from the mountain, the first person he met, or someone, the first person who came to him to ask that he be healed, was a leper. Amen. The leper said, Lord, if you can heal me. Oh, yes, sir. And he did what? He healed that leper.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's the work he did. And so we can do what? The same thing tonight.
Amen.
And then from there, he said he met a centurion. And And the centurion said, my servant is sick, is being tormented grievously. And Lord, I believe that you can heal him.
Amen.
And we know how this centurion even spoke with Jesus, that I'm also a man of what? A man of authority. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And you are a man of authority. When you speak the word, I believe that my servant word will be healed.
Amen.
We are coming to what? What we are going to do tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, Jesus himself was surprised about the faith of this centurion. Praise God.
Amen.
So that centurion also had his servant word healed. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, Can we also send a word?
Amen.
Can we send a word tonight?
Amen.
Amen. We are going to send a word then. Because that's what he did. And so we can do the same thing.
Amen.
And then from there he went to what? Peter's mother-in-law's house. And he saw that the mother-in-law was what? Sick with fever. Amen.
Amen.
And she also laid hands upon her. And she was healed. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Then, when you come to verse 16, it said, and then when the evening has come, oh, praise the Lord. Like this time, evening, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out all the spirit, my brother, with what? With what? With his word.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight here the prophet said what? The word is in the bride.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said he cast them all with his word.
Amen.
And the prophet is telling us tonight the word is in the bride.
Amen.
For us to perform. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses.
Amen.
Tonight. And so, the prophet said, isn't that a beautiful picture? God in his family, Father over all supreme, no death, no sorrow, no heartaches, no nothing, just a joyful unspeakable.
Amen.
Never to be sick.
Amen.
Never to have heartaches.
Amen.
Just one with God.
Amen.
What a picture.
Amen.
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 That same picture we got to bring to pass tonight.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus healed them all with his word. And now the prophet telling us the word is in the bride.
Amen.
For us to use that word tonight to what? Every sickness, all the requests that we have tonight. As I said, Pastor have sent what? A prayer request for us to remember him and little Timothy in prayer. Now, Christ, what he did, we also, as the bride, the word in us, we can do the same. Because
yes.
The word is in the bride. And the bride has the mind of what? Christ. We have the mind of Christ in us. And he said, she knows what he wants to be done. And we know that Christ, in his mind, we know that as long as we have received prayer requests, he wants that request to be what? To be healed.
Amen.
Amen. That's the mind of Christ. Because he's a healer. And as long as the request has come, it is the mind of Christ that healing takes place. And the bride has the mind of what? Christ. The word is in Christ. And Christ used the word to heal. Oh, praise the Lord. She is to perform the command of the word in his name. So tonight our prayer is going to be nothing but what? In his name. Because we have what? Thus saith the Lord. Satan, we have what? Thus saith the Lord. And when we have released our word, the word that is in us, he said, there is the spirit here tonight to quicken it. So that it will what? It will come to pass. Amen. Nothing is going to what? Hold it. Nothing can what? Nothing can stop it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The whole thing is that the prophet said, let us be like what? Be like Caleb. Let's all be like Caleb. Caleb is someone who said he stayed with Joshua. Now let us read something here. He said, now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb tonight. Our promised land is coming in sight, even as deers. He said, now, Joshua means Jehovah Savior. Amen. Amen. How many believe we have a Joshua in our midst today?
Amen.
Tonight. And the Joshua is whom? The Joshua is whom? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Joshua is what? Is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so he said, Joshua means Jehovah Savior. Amen. And we have our Joshua in this our day. Our Joshua is what? Is the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is here. And he said, Joshua means Jehovah Savior. And he represents the end time leader. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He represents the end time leader. And our end time leader is whom? Is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So he's here. That will come in the church. Amen. That this Joshua, the end time leader, will come in the church.
Amen.
So he's here tonight, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And he said, Caleb represents those that stayed true with Joshua. So we are the type of what? Caleb. Who stayed what? True and sincere with what? Joshua. If we stay sincere and true with the Holy Ghost, tonight, my brother, who is able to stand against us? Our end-time leader, the Holy Ghost is in our midst tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, he said, we have the power and authority to bring to pass anything that he did.
Amen.
We have that same authority in our hands.
Amen.
Also to do the same thing.
Amen.
So whatever is in your heart tonight, meanwhile we have this prayer request for the pastor, and whatever other request that's in your heart tonight, he said, the word is in you.
Amen.
Our Joshua is in our midst here.
Right.
And our Joshua is to do what? Is to perform whatever we say.
Mm.
Praise God. Amen. Every word of Jericho had to what? Had to come down.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. If it is Jordan, Jordan has to give way. Because it's our Joshua.
Amen.
Amen. If it is what? Destroy our enemies. Oh, we can tell the sun to stand still.
Amen.
Over Gibeon and the moon, over the valley of Ajalon. Until we have what? Destroyed every obstacle.
Right.
That is what? Facing us tonight.
Hallelujah.
My brother, it takes what? Your faith and my faith. And when you read Matthew 18, praise the Lord. Matthew 18:18. He said, verily, I say unto you, Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth here, oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
Shall be bind in heaven.
Amen.
And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes,
and again, oh, Amen.
Amen.
The harmony is coming.
Amen.
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 The harmony is coming.
Amen.
And again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree,
Amen.
The harmony, that's what God wants to see in his church.
Amen.
There is something about harmony, my brother. If there is no harmony, there's always derailment.
Amen.
Amen. There's always chaos. Nothing can work perfectly. God created heaven and earth. He saw that it was what? Very good. Because everything was what? In harmony with one another.
Amen.
So harmony is something that is what? So great among the children of God. And the harmony is when you and I, we are all in harmony with our Joshua.
Amen.
Praise God. Then it brings him in our midst to perform. Ours is to what? To say it, because we have thus saith the Lord. Because the word is in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so, if two shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them.
Amen.
Of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And the harmony here comes in again. If we shall agree tonight, my brother, my sister, whatever we shall ask in his name, it will what? It will come to pass. And it will be so.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because our Joshua is in our midst. How many believe that? That our Joshua is in our midst. And we have received a word that is what? Is pure and unadulterated with his what? Lip to ear.
Mm.
It's a word, it's a message that has there's no mixture in it.
Yeah.
It is pure. Praise God. And now that is what is in us now. It's in on your lips. It's on your heart.
Amen.
Tonight we are going to remember our pastor and our little Timothy in prayer. And all other requests that is in the house of God here. The word of God is in us. The same word that Jesus used to cast out all manner of diseases and spirits and other things. Everything that Jesus did. We have that same authority tonight.
Amen.
Because he said, we are in harmony with our groom.
Amen.
And whatever he does, the same thing we shall do also. How many believe in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen,
that tonight as the musicians come, we are going to put all this thing into prayer tonight.
Amen.
We are going to put our tomorrow Carlo in our prayer tonight.
Amen.
Oh, what other requests do we have? Every request in the house of God here, we are going to remember Sunday also into the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
We are going to remember our brethren who have traveled into the hands of the Lord. We are going to remember those who are here, they couldn't make it. We are going to remember all of them into prayer. Praise the Lord. The word is in you.
Amen.
Tonight, let us what? Use the word, because our Joshua is right in our midst here.
Amen.
And he is going to perform. Ours is to say it.
That's right.
Because we have thus saith the Lord in our lips now. Just to say it. And as we agree, is there any disagreement between anyone here tonight? So that we pray over that one before we start. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. If there is any disagreement, you just raise up your... There's a disagreement. You and your husband, eh? Amen. Brother Vegas. Oh, I know Brother Vegas. Brother Vegas, right now, he said everything is okay. Is it, Brother Vegas? I think everything is okay now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sister, Sister Greta raised up her hand that there's a disagreement between him and the husband. But we know that there's no disagreement.
Amen.
They are one couple, they love
Amen.
Themselves.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It is just a children's play. Amen. We believe that. Hallelujah. And so we know that here we agree tonight. That agreement is here tonight between all of us. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Then our prayer is going to be answered. Amen. It's going to be answered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's listen to what our song leader is going to lead us into the spirit now for us to pray tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord of heaven, sweetly calling. We will go and work for me today. Oh, who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will bring them to the narrow? Oh, speak my Lord, speak to me, Lord. Lord, send me when the coal of fire touch the prophet, making him as pure as broken gold. When the voice of God said, who will fall? Here am I, send me Lord, speak to me, Lord, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee, speak to me, Lord. Now we say that sheep are dying. Oh, they're dying. Listen to the sad and beaten cry. Oh, hasten, Father, hasten to the rescue. Keep the answer, Master, hear. Speak to me, Lord. So the time of reaping will be over. Oh, time is not on our side. So we'll gather for the harvest. Oh, coming on time. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. Oh, may he smile upon us. Blessed child, well, speak to me, Lord, my Lord.
is in the bride. And it is in the bride because it has been given for us to perform according to what our master did. And he said, the bride has the mind of Christ. And we know that in Christ, there is an attribute. That attribute in him as a healer is not in him to sleep. It is in him to perform. And now tonight, we are going to use that attribute that is and that was in Christ and is in Christ. As we have this request from our pastor and for our little Timothy, they've had stomach disorders. We've read Matthew 8. We saw that all type of sickness and diseases, Jesus did what? He healed them all with his word. And tonight, because we are in harmony with our master, that same word he has given to us. He has given to us by lip to ear. Nothing has mixed with it. If it's a mixture, it won't work. But it is pure and unadulterated. And so it is in us now to use that word and send healing. Because tomorrow he's supposed to be in Carlo. And the enemy, Satan, cannot bog him down. Amen. Whilst we have the word in us, whilst we have the authority. So our first prayer is to remember him and our little Timothy. After that, we're going to pray for Carlo itself. As many that will be able to go, that the Lord go before them. Just like the captain of hosts went before Joshua and prepared the grounds. That same situation we are looking for tomorrow in Carlo. And then we got to remember the hard desires of our brethren in this church. We know ourselves individually. We know what our brother is looking for, what our sister is looking for. We got to put them in prayer because it is always good to pray for one another. That is what Jesus required from us. And that is the harmony that is between, the harmony that is in within the bride, that we are one. So, when a brother is suffering, we are all suffering. When a sister is in need, we are also in need. That every request that's individually on the heart of your brother, your sister, as you know, commit it into prayer tonight. The word is in you. The Lord has given you that authority. Pray for that brother. Pray for that sister. There are some looking for documents. This documents issue must end in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
It must end. We must claim what we, our possession from the enemy. We know that God has already sent the answer. But as you know, oh, it is what? It is the enemy that's holding it. That tonight, that God will send him a Michael somewhere. And fight that enemy. So that Gabriel can bring the results to our brethren. Oh, this document issue must end in this house. We know also that in the house of God, there should never ever be barrenness. Praise the Lord. That the Lord must establish his word in this house. Praise God. Oh, some people are looking for maybe a baby boy or a baby girl. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you believe that God can give it?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. I know Brother Mike has a testimony. Praise the Lord, which he has said in this house before. Three girls, no boy. But one day when it became that faith has to be put in place, the question was a boy. A boy. And it came a boy. So whatever request that is in this house, brethren, tonight what the message which is so pure has given us, has shown us that the word, the same word, the same spirit that was upon our master is upon us tonight also. Let us use that same power, that same authority, that same spirit, that same word, and bring to pass whatever request that is in this house. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I believe it. So now, as the centurion told Jesus that I'm a man of authority. When I says, come, go, my servants, they obey. We are sending that same healing unto the house of our pastor. Total healing, total deliverance.
Amen.
That tomorrow he will be with a double portion of strength to go to Carlo in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us one song as we get ourselves into prayer and pray tonight, because he's here. Our Joshua is here. And we are the Calebs. We remain faithful unto our Joshua in the name of Jesus Christ.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. My Savior, your Lord is His. I am the Lord, I am the Lord, I am the God. I said, I am the Lord, and you are the Lord.
Peter did. That word of healing is in you. It's in me tonight. Let us now all proclaim it and say in the name of Jesus Christ. He said in his name, in his name, in his name. Let us all pray, committing every request into the hands of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, our Joshua. You are in our midst, Lord. We thank you, God. You send your word of healing. And that word of healing is in us. So tonight, Lord Jesus, we send for that word of healing. Oh, for our pastor, for our little Timothy. And Father, if there is anyone sick amongst us here tonight, or even any of our brethren, wherever they are, if anyone is sick amongst us, oh Lord Jesus, the harmony between us, we agree tonight. We agree tonight amongst ourselves. There is a harmony between us, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, your word of God, we send forth claiming healing, total deliverance for our pastor and our little Timothy in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We believe it, oh God. And Father, every sickness, every disease, spiritually and physically, Lord, we ask that, Lord Jesus, you heal, Lord Jesus. Bring your healing, Lord, through your church tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. As we pray, let's remember Carlo. Let's remember Carlo. The word says, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a testimony unto the nations. Is that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached, and Carlo is one of the places. And so, Lord, according to your word, that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a testimony unto the nations, we see Carlo as one of them. And Father, tomorrow, oh, the bride, it is the work of the bride. And the bride is going to Carlo. Lord Jesus, our prayer, the Lord, your children that you have ordained before the foundation of the world, the Lord Jesus, these words of the kingdom, they will hear it. They will hear it. And they will believe it, Lord. Father, we ask for genie mercies for as many that will be going to Carlo tomorrow. The Lord Jesus, they go with your spirit. They go with your anointing. They go with your leadership. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tomorrow, Lord, in Carlo, Lord, we are believing in the name of Jesus Christ that your lost children, oh, they will be found. Your lost children,
oh yes, they will hear your word. Something will happen. The Lord, they will come together and hear your word, Lord. Father, you said the commission is for the bride. And the Lord Jesus, tomorrow, Lord, we move on to that place, Lord. Because Lord Jesus, you said we should preach to every creature. That's the very thing the Lord, the bride, wants to do. To do your work. To do the commission the Lord you have given unto us. So Lord Jesus, bless your people tomorrow. Lead your people tomorrow. Anoint your people tomorrow. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord, go before them. Let your word, Lord, find a place in the heart of your people. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We are remembering, Lord, there are many requests in this house. There are many requests in this house, Lord. And we know, Lord, you have answered every request. That's what we believe. That every request in this house has already been answered. But Lord Jesus, there is something that is holding them. There is something that is holding them. That's why tonight, Lord Jesus, we are breaking every fetters. Every fetters of the enemy. We are breaking every obstacles and hindrances. The Lord Jesus, the request.
Children, all over the place. The God. Lord Jesus, as many, the Lord, we pray tomorrow, Lord, we ask. sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow, but the times in my life I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation to let me know my trials only come to make me strong. Well, that's the reason I sing through it all, through it all. Depend upon His word. And I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. If I never had a problem, how would I know that my God would solve them? How would I know what faith in His word can do? That's the reason I sing through it all, through it all, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all. I've learned to depend upon Him. Through it all, through it all. Upon His word. That's why we sing Jesus. Jesus is the answer through the word today. Loving there's no other, for Jesus is the word. Jesus is the answer through the word today. If you've got questions in the corner of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I want you to know, that Jesus is the way. That's why we sing it. Jesus is the answer. Oh, the world today. But there's no other. Oh, Jesus is the way. Oh, we sing it. Jesus is the answer. The world today, nothing there's no other, for Jesus is the way. I know that you've got mountains, Brother David, that you think you cannot climb. I know your skies look so dark, that you think the sun will never shine. But in case you don't know it, I tell you God's word is true. Everything is promised, I know that He will do. That's why we sing it, Jesus is the answer through the world today. Nothing there's no other. Jesus is the way. Where we sing, Jesus is the.